دشت و آسمان ها برکات هر زمانی که فرست.
السلام علیکم ویورز.
Arrogance. Arrogance is the practical expression of pride, which develops in a person who thinks himself to be better than others. Arrogance can be categorized as 1. Arrogance against Allah, arrogance against the Holy Prophet and Imams, arrogance towards people. 2. They attribute all their achievements to their own self, instead of thanking for the grace of Allah. The feeling of self-importance is clearly shown by their behavior. They use the following expressions very frequently. I have done this. Instead of saying, I have done this by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes their arrogance makes them feel that they can boss around those around them, especially those who are subservient to them. Or who are inferior to them in worldly status. They feel that whatever help they are providing to those needy people is from their own self instead of the will of Allah. A lot of times, they disrespect and humiliate such people. And feel like gods in themselves. Then there is another type of people who show arrogance against Allah by not worshipping Him and by disobeying His orders regarding obligatory and prohibited acts. Intentional disobedience to Allah's command is unforgivable. A person who considers himself so superior that he feels that there is no need to obey Allah. People who become arrogant don't do du'as to ask Allah. Du'a is a way to connect with our Creator. Breaking that connection can digress us from the path of righteousness. Another type of arrogance against Allah is to disrespect something associated with Allah, like the Holy Kaaba, the Holy Shrines, or any mosque. Showing disrespectful behavior in a mosque is also arrogance against Allah. Arrogance towards the holy prophets and imams. To consider oneself as equal to or better than divine personalities is an act of arrogance. Also, to refuse to obey their command is arrogance towards them. The Meccans were puffed with pride when they were told to embrace Islam. They considered themselves superior and better than all others. They were so proud of their language, Arabic, that those who did not speak Arabic were considered to be mute. Disobeying commands of the Prophet and Imams is an act of arrogance towards Allah. Similarly, the pious scholar and mujtahids are representations of Imam Izmana, Ajallallahu ta'ala farajahum. It is a must for us to obey them so that we do not digress from the right path. By alim, we need to make sure that it is he who fulfills the criteria of being an authentic scholar and not a self-proclaimed alim or a Hawza dropout. Imam Jafar as-Sadiq has said, "Even one who has pride equal to a mustard seed in his heart will not be able to enter paradise." Arrogance towards people. To consider oneself superior and better than others, and to consider others lowly, is an act of arrogance towards people. Show of arrogance includes talking to others in a derogatory manner, boasting about one's own self, ridiculing others, insulting others. They are all signs of arrogance. To point out other people's mistakes, especially in front of others, is also an act of arrogance. Feeling proud of one's wealth, treating those who are financially inferior, is very wrong. Allah is the creator of all human beings. Therefore, it is not proper for one man to behave arrogantly with another, and to consider himself superior and exclusive. The one who behaves proudly has actually become Allah's rival, because pride is a quality reserved for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone.
We will now proceed to the next segment of our program, Story Time.
I am Shaitan, the devil, the enemy of man. I was a jinn who prayed at the angel's right hand. One sin created this cursed abode. For those who disobey, this is their home. What did I do? What sin was so great? I refuse to bow down. I refuse to prostrate. to the lowly creature made of mud. Since that day, my vengeance had begun. I struggle, I strive, I try my best to make sure that man fails his test. The task is hard, but I have a simple trick. Just make him feel he did all that he did. Whatever he did was on his own accord. No help, no assistance whatsoever from his lord. Make his chest swell with pride and fill his tongue with I. Such a sin is my greatest tool. Man feels big, but he is being fooled. For this one sin, I lost 70,000 years of hard work. Position. And prayers. Humility and modesty are my sworn enemies. They empty man of himself and fill him with love for thee. But when arrogance and sin fails his heart, from his Lord he will always remain apart.
I am Firon, Pharaoh of Egypt. I was the king of my time. All treasures, jewels, and land was mine. A kingdom like mine you could find nowhere. I had the best beyond compare. I bred the prophet in my lands. Despite all my hard work and plans, my wealth and all I endorsed couldn't counter this mysterious force. I claimed divinity before the children of Israel. I was their God, leader, before whom they should kneel. I would force them to do as I pleased. No one had the strength to stand against me. Then came Musa from Bani Israel clan, who spoke about a God who wasn't a man. We then stood proud on the devilish path and invoked the divine wrath. Arrogant we were, refusing to bow down, and the title of a sinner is our hellish crown. Yet all pride comes to a fall. Despite my towers and palaces tall, overcome was I when the sea flowed by the command of my divine foe. However, we were set as an example for all, as a warning to those who refuse Allah's call. Hence, preserved in some glass case, my body lies as an example to date. I am Nimrud, a once grand king, who ruled at the time of Ibrahim. I was rich beyond compare, but now my state is one of despair. I filled my life with gods who are fake, made of stone, wood, and of clay. The people bowed down, who disagree? No one dared to stand against me. But then there came this rebellious youth, who disapproved our way of life, disrespected our rules. He wouldn't touch the food at the altar and destroyed our idols, blaming the taller. So we decided to take care of this, to throw him into a fiery abyss. A bonfire was built, tall and high, that the birds flying overhead would burn and die. But a greater force was at play, and all he did was trust and pray, for his Lord's mercy was his salvation tool, and alas for him, the fire became cool. I challenged him. Bring your army, show your strength. I put your God's power to a test. If he can defeat an army like mine, then truly will I believe he is divine. The humiliation I suffered was too much to bear. He sent a mosquito, the weakest of his creatures. It flew inside and bit my head. My life was approaching its end. I screamed to my slaves, "Kill the insect!" They took off their shoes and beat my head. Until finally, I was dead. Imagine the king of all there was, land, money, treasures, and such. Such a death one could not expect by the servant's shoes and an insect. I am Abraha, a once great commander of an army so grand. None could match our standard. Our horses went trotted, shook the ground. The warriors were the best that could be found. My task was easy. Destroy the Black House. Crush the hopes of those who believed in something else. With elephants and warriors of the finest breed, with pride, we would do this deed. We came and stole 100 camels. Abdul Muttalib came and asked for them. I asked, "Don't you care about the house you worship?" He smiled, saying, "It's under the care of him who owns it." In the morning we went full and strong. We felt right, but we were wrong. And then his creatures cloaked the sun. The divine wrath had begun. Their shadows were specks on the desert sand. Tiny birds, as big as a hand. In their beaks were little stones, but they had their god. We were alone. They pelted down like hellish rain, piercing through the bodies like knives, but they were clay. And so a man of my gigantic build was destroyed when the greater power willed. arrogance praise, it drove me to destruction. My life was one of corruption. I refused to believe there could be better than me. Now it's too late, but I have seen.
Quotes of the Ahle Bayt. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "One who frowns upon a needy person, oppresses him, or looks down upon him, will be raised in Qiyamah in the form of an ant, and he will be assigned hell." Bihar al-Anwar, Volume 16. Imam Jafar Sadiq has said, "Even one who has pride equal to a mustard seed in his heart will not be able to enter paradise." Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam said, "There is a special section for the arrogant people in the hell. It is called Sakr. Sakr complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the intensity of its heat and sought permission to breathe. It breathed and scorched hell." Al-Kafi. Inquired from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, "What is the lower level of disbelief?" Imam said, "It is pride." In Surah Mu'min, verse 35, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remarks, "Thus does Allah set a seal over the heart of every proud, haughty one." Time. Take care of yourself and those around you. Fi amanillah.